This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Another week in the books for the 119th Congress, and this week the House passed two more of the fiscal 26 appropriation bills, those being the Financial Services and General Government bill that I had the privilege of chairing in the last Congress. The other was the bill funding the State Department and Foreign Affairs, authored by my dear friend Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida. We were going to take up the Homeland Security title. However, recent events in Minnesota derailed that opportunity, and frankly, given its political sensitivity, I'm not sure when we will see that bill on the floor, hopefully next week. As you know, our margins are thin, and Democrats are outraged at what happened with the shooting of Renee Good, and they are anxious to take a pound of flesh from the Department of Homeland Security. Speaking of margins, the narrow majority we enjoy didn't work so well for us this week on another set of bills dealing primarily with workforce issues. One of them was a bill I wrote to protect tipped employees, maintain the practice of the tipped wage system, and provide regulatory clarity to your favorite restaurant so as to allow them to continue to serve you great food at a reasonable price, but free from a bunch of nonsense from the federal government. As an example, you'll remember perhaps the Biden-era rule that would have forced restaurants to keep track on how much a tipped employee spends time doing work where tips are in play, as opposed to other duties like wrapping silverware or dumping the trash. It was an accounting nightmare. As I said on the floor, our tipped employees don't need the federal government to get in the way of them earning a terrific wage, where tips are the big difference maker. Labor unions didn't like my bill, and they're hell-bent on raising the minimum wage and using these great servers as pawns in their quest. That said, there were three bills out of the Education and Workforce Committee on the floor Tuesday, and the first one, a workers' education bill, went down to defeat. So leadership pulled the other two, including my bill, due to insufficient votes. It should be noted here, and I pray leadership learned a lesson here, that in our thin majority, we have members who represent districts where labor issues are really critical. Not so much in the 3rd District of Arkansas, but in New Jersey, New York, and in states that trend blue, we have to understand the political dynamics for members subject to those biases. Actually, it's a math problem. Really, it's an arithmetic problem. On any given day, we may not have the votes to move legislation important to our majority. Such was the case this week. On a brighter note, despite the known difficulty with the Homeland Security bill, the remaining three bills, defense, labor, health, and human services, and education, and the transportation and housing appropriation bills, are nearing completion and, in a perfect world, will pass the House next week. The Senate won't be in session next week, so it will be up to them to finish the process the following week, when the House will be out of session. To be brutally honest, this is exactly how I predicted the process would play out. Pass a CR that became law back in mid-November of 25, give Congress until January 30th to finish its work, and despite Chairman Tom Cole's desire to get some of this done by the end of the calendar year, it was obvious to me that Congress would take all the way to January 30th, if not beyond that date, to complete the FY26 appropriations process. After all, cliff diving is the varsity sport of the modern Congress. One other note of the actions in the House this week. We did pass the Shower Act. It codifies the president's idea that water pressure from a shower head should be up to the consumer, not some government bureaucracy. I couldn't agree more. And it was just in time, after sitting on the floor during those workforce bills on Tuesday and finally coming to the conclusion that we didn't have the votes to pass our bills, I needed a shower. Next week is another critical week. It's fish or cut bait time for the House of Representatives again. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.